As a teenager, Jackie was quiet and uneasy around people he didn't know well. Jackie felt closest to his older brothers Frank and Mac. "Frank was always there to protect me when I was in a scrap," Jackie once wrote, "even though I don't think he could knock down a fly." Mac inspired Jackie. While Jackie was still young, Mac was already a star athlete in track and field. Even when a doctor told Mac he had heart trouble, Mac kept training, and he kept getting better. Jackie had a tight circle of friends, too. They called themselves the Pepper Street Gang. All the boys were from poor families. They were all looking for something to fill their time. They'd swipe fruit from local stands. They'd throw dirt at passing cars. Sometimes, they'd take golf balls from a golf course, then sell them back to the players. It wasn't right, but the boys never did anything violent or got into big trouble. Even with a strong mother like Mally, it was hard for Jackie to grow up without a dad. Men from the neighborhood stepped in to help guide Jackie. One told Jackie being in a gang was just following the crowd. Jackie listened. Then the minister of his church gave Jackie a place to go after school. Now he didn't have to hang out on street corners. And of course, he had sports. By high school, Jackie was playing sports year-round. He was a star athlete in track, basketball, football, and baseball. Jackie could do it all. Reporters wrote about him in local papers. The Pasadena Post put a big picture of Jackie on the front page of its sports section. He wasn't the only Robinson in the news. In August 1936, Jackie and his family sat close by their radio, listening to the Summer Olympics broadcast from Berlin, Germany. Mac had made the U.S. track team. He was running in the 200-meter dash. Jackie heard the starting gun. He listened to the race, second by second. Jesse Owens, another African-American from the United States, came in first place and broke the world record. Less than half a second behind him was Mac Robinson. Mac won the silver medal. It was an amazing moment. The U.S. almost hadn't gone to the Olympics at all that year. Some Americans wanted to protest against Germany. At the time, the country's leader was Adolf Hitler. He thought people with pure German blood were better than all others. Hitler hated Jews and people who weren't white. Now, right in Berlin, in the 200-meter dash, two black men had beaten everyone else. Jackie felt inspired to run faster and try harder. But he saw, too, that a medal couldn't get a black man far in the real world. After the Olympics, Mac returned home. The excitement was over. The only job Mac could get was as a street sweeper. Could sports offer a brighter future for Jackie? He wasn't sure, but he did know that playing sports was what he loved most.